Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. What gets you going? What lights that fire inside and inspires you to write? If you're on my mailing list, that's what this week's theme is. And I'll be featuring several different bloggers who have all responded to this question in the photo contest I'm hosting. If you'd like to enter, go to dreamplaywright.com/insights/inspire. dreamplaywright.com/insights/inspire and submit a photo of something or some place that inspires you when you write or just inspires you to write. You'll see the photo I submitted as well, which is a beautiful picture of a lighthouse surrounded by water. I've long known that I'm inspired by water, which is why I seek out ways to be near the water whenever I need to clear my mind, buckle down, and focus. On this writing retreat I attended in Bali last summer, there was a lot of discussion about muses, and in fact, one of our writing exercises was to describe our muse. If you're not familiar with the concept of a muse, it has its roots in Greek mythology, but now simply refers to an invisible power that inspires you as a writer. Since I like water so much, and since Bali is not only surrounded by it, but also home to some fantastic swimming pools that I thoroughly enjoyed relaxing in, my muse turned out to be the island of Bali itself, and I decided that when I got back home, I could channel Bali anytime I needed some inspiration, and that's been working quite well. Why is this important? Well, in addition to the fact that today's commitment is to know, that is, know yourself, the reason I think it's important for you to know what inspires you and excites you, and the reason I'm hosting this contest is because I believe that the driving force behind your writing should be excitement. That intensity really should shine through in your writing, and if it doesn't, it might be to your benefit to ask yourself, why not? You probably wouldn't be a writer if you didn't want to be or didn't enjoy it, right? So if your passion isn't seeming like your passion these days, find out why. It could be due to the fact that you're not writing as much as you want because you can't seem to find the time. Solution? Make it a priority. When you explicitly decide that writing will be a priority and you take steps to make it happen, it's really amazing how obedient your day-to-day life is and how quickly your schedule will accommodate the new priority. You don't all of a sudden just have to pencil in 5 hours a day to write. Start out small and commit to half an hour a day. As your schedule adapts, carve out more and more time. Or maybe you're feeling stuck, at least in your writing. The ideas aren't coming, or you're not too enthusiastic about the ideas that are. There's a solution for that too, of course, and that is to create energy flow in your life. Just as stagnant water breeds bacteria and smells awful, your energy can stagnate too. Tomorrow I'll give you a good way to create movement of energy in your life as you make the commitment to create. Different things work for different people, so there's no harm in taking time to think about what works for you and what inspires you. It's all part of your daily writing system, because your daily writing system goes beyond just the actions you take every day for your writing. So again, go to dreamplaywright.com/insights/inspire. Take a look at the other entries, then submit your own photo of an object or place that inspires your writing. If you win, I'll send out your photo to my entire mailing list along with your name and a link to your blog. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.